Let's talk to Kevin from Poopies is the name of bar. Kevin, that's an awesome name for your bar. I know you've been around for many, many, many years, right?
Correct. 24 years in business.
24 years. And, you know, okay, so explain what you're doing here. Because a lot of people might say, hey, you know what? It's not safe to open. Just stay closed. And, you know, what's your perspective on this?
Well, you know, I agree with the people that, you know, are worried about this virus. I agree. If they're worried about it, or if they're elderly, or if they have an underlying condition, they should stay home. I myself don't believe that the virus is as bad as they say it is, and a lot of my customers believe the way I do. And losing my business, to me, is just as important as anything I have in my whole life. I mean, I spent my life building it up, but we can't afford to lose our business, and we're very shortly from that, and we're fighting to get our doors open for those that want to come here, not for those that don't.
And I heard you had something big coming up on Memorial Day, which is the big money maker for you. Am I hearing right about that?
It's everything, Gus. Yeah, it's everything for us. It's our first monster weekend. We're a seasonal business. We make all of our money in 4 to 5 months. And this is the big kickoff. If I miss it, there's no recouping. There's no way that we can recoup the loss that we will have that weekend. So it's very important that we get open.
So you've been in business 20-plus years. This has been keeping you, but you truly believe it. How much longer can you do it? How much longer do you think it'll happen?
I got a couple months left in me, and that's just the truth. You know, I put everything I made in 24 years of being in business back into Poopies, growing it to what it has become. The problem is I didn't put enough aside to go through a pandemic that is going to last as long as it's going to last. And even if, you know, we get through the next 2 months, then the restrictions are so strict of 50 people. I mean, I will try and do all the social distancing there is, but I have to have the gates open to save my business. Otherwise, I'm another statistic down the drain, and it's just the truth of the matter.
Yeah, well, you are starting to see restaurants permanently close. Even some of the big names like Potbelly warning it may close 100 stores today. That was 100 restaurants that was in the news. We saw Steak and Shake yesterday. That was in news, and these are big chains that are well capitalized, heavily funded, and so they're in much better situation than folks like you. I think we get that. Do you think it's possible to do the social distance thing that it in your space? I don't know how big it is. Tell us about you, sir, and where you are, and how you would open up for business, assuming that
we're located in Savannah, Illinois. I'm right on the border of Iowa. I just went across the river. What is it? 3-4 miles across the river and ate at a little bitty restaurant that had every other table available for inside seating. Everybody's going over there. The whole town of Savannah is crossing the river. So with that being said, what is the difference between them doing that there or doing that here? Yes, I could do the same thing, except I can social distance even better. I have a huge outdoor facility, so I can put picnic tables 10 feet apart. I can even remove bar stools to stop the congregation around the bar. I actually have 5 bars on site. So we could social distance with the best of them. And we can house, you know, we can house a couple thousand people here. You know, at the most you see here is probably 500-600 at a crack. That's a lot of people. But I think I can socialize better here than most of these small places that are open up everywhere. So, and that's what we tried to do before we received a letter from the state liquor commissioner and to cease and desist, and found out then that we couldn't even. We were curbsiding to motorcyclists. So, of course, a motorcyclist has to sit down to eat. So we spaced out picnic tables 10 feet apart. And that's when we were served and found out that they cannot only not do that 10 feet apart, they can't even be on the premise, meaning if you're in a car, it's illegal to even eat inside your car. So you could drive to the neighbor's property, sit and eat, and you're off premise, and that's legal. Now, does that make any sense to anybody? And you know, all these fast food chains, everybody's eating in cars and sitting in the lots doing that. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know, we're being condemned for something that other people are getting away with.
815 says all businesses are essential to the owner, the employees, and the economy. I suppose you would feel that way, too. It's just everyone's trying to weigh this economic argument with the health argument, and it's a tricky thing. It's one of those things you yourself must have to weigh in your mind as you say, you know what, I'm opening up. I'm going to defy this order.
Yeah, it's to that point. You know, I did file a lawsuit, as everybody knows, and it just got moved to the federal court system. I believe it's a stall tactic. And if I miss Memorial Day weekend, though, you know, I'm going to be one of the statistics posting that I lost everything. Now, I am also one of those people that believe that the cure is worse than the virus right now. I believe in the virus, and I don't want anybody to get sick, but what are we all going to have and all the terrible things that are going to happen when people start losing everything they own? I can't even think of something more painful than that. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are.
Yeah. Hey, and the status of that lawsuit is just it's sort of going through, winding its way through the legal system. I know we are trying to get the attorney who's representing a number of people, Tom DeVore. I think he's representing you as well. Is that right?
Yes, Tom? He is.
Okay, so we're going to hear from him because I know he has a lot of folks who are calling him to see what they can do. Did you get any of the payroll protection payment money? Did you get any federal help, anything at all, Kevin, to a
yes,
small business
we did.
Association?
We did get the PPP, and thank God we got it, or we'd already be broke and done. And that's kind of a joke, too. You know, that's supposed to be a grant, free money if you use it for payroll, rent, and utilities. But the problem is we can't fully open to bring back all of our employees. Now, if they meant just bring them all back and let them sit on the chair and collect the money, then that's what we'd have to do. But we brought back people, and we are doing the curbside. But, you know, that's just a very few dollars compared to what we're used to making. And it just isn't worth it. So what money we have left, I guess it's going to end up being a loan at 1%. But I don't know how I'm going to even pay that back at this point because I'm expecting I'm going to get a shut down and I won't have a income and I will have to end up filing for bankruptcy. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
We're very scared about what the outcome of this is going to be.
Well, I can imagine after 24 years in business that no one saw this coming. No one really knows the perfect answer getting out of it. But to hear stories like yours is certainly, I think it's hard for all of us. I mean, I know you want the perfect safety situations. You got to feel for business owners like you and figure out, is there an answer to open some of you safely? Is there a way to do it at a reduced capacity? I know Alderman Riley was on with us here in the city. They're looking at that. They're at least having that discussion. It's happening across the state. How much can be done? Can I ask you how much you got from the PPP money?
Yeah, we got $76,000. And that sounds like a lot of money, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we employ a lot of people here at Poopies, and it's a big facility. And trust me, that, you know, we're going to lose over $300,000 in the month of May.
Mm-hmm.
So $76,000 doesn't go a very long way. We're already halfway through it.
All right. Kevin, are you open for business now? I just wanted to kind of understand that.
We are on the weekends. We're a very little town here in Illinois, a population of probably less than 3,000. Mm-hmm. And so we're a biker destination where motorcycles come. And we make big money on the weekends. So we're only open Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we can't make any money, so we're not open on those days. So it's pretty disheartening. It's a big deal for Savannah, Illinois. You know, if Poopies goes under, we have a couple hotels here and other restaurants and bars, and everybody's going to feel the effects of that, Savannah, Illinois. It's going to be it's going to be a huge hit on the community, not just myself.
No question.
And, you know, my opinion of this virus real quick. Now, think about this. Do you really think that this virus is ever going to be gone? Are they going to leave us shut down till they come out with a cure? I mean, this is kind of crazy.
I think
destroying the whole economy to protect everybody from this virus, which I don't believe is ever going to go away. I think the better alternative would be to keep fighting it like we are, try to do some social distancing, but we have to keep this economy going before we have more people killing themselves from suicide and drug overdoses and child abuse that's starting to go up and all these other terrible things are side effects of not being open. I just think there's a whole other side to this, you know.
Yeah.
People would just think. They're not thinking right now. You can't shut the world down and think it's going to fix it. It's not going to fix it.
Kevin, we're going to get to some calls here because we want to find out what other people think about this issue. Do you have something, Doug?
Yeah, I do, Kevin. Can you explain for me, because so I understand you said you're going to lose $300,000 in May. I'm assuming that's lost revenue.
That's lost revenue,
right.
Gross sales, yeah.
So what are your costs? What are you paying for during May? You know what I mean? What are those costs? Rent of the building, electricity, what is that?
Well, here's what everybody don't get said. Yes, you got all of our normal expenses, all of our normal bills, not just our business bills, but our personal bills. And on top of that, we have spent everything we had getting ready for summer again. We stocked up on all the supplies, the food, the alcohol, the beer. Everything is sitting here ready to go. I mean, we have spent $40,000-$50,000 to open up, and I should be rotating this money by now, and we can't. So I'm stuck with it.
Kevin, thank you. I'm so sorry about the situation. I know so many are feeling exactly how you're feeling right now. And, you know, I wish you the best. And I feel like, you know, just it's one of those situations. There are no easy answers. There are no perfect answers. But it does seem as if we've got to start figuring out ways to help people like you and all the people that you employ.
There has to be a better way.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you very much.